Commissioner Stump is absent, so we'll be pinch hitting for this morning for the special Redevelopment Commission meeting for July 19th, 2019. Could we have a roll call, please?
Brian Barber.
Here.
Andrew Johnson.
Here.
Brian Kreider.
Here.
Thomas Stump.
Here.
Bradwell.
Okay, we'll move on to the new business at hand. Resolution 46-2019 to approve and authorize execution of listing agreement with Patty Miller of Century 21 affiliated for 65706 State Road 15. Who's going to?
I can just quickly remind everybody, this is a property that was originally purchased for the Waterford Mills Parkway project. We did use a portion of this property for that project, and so the balance is surplus. We issued an RFP through our normal process in June, May. It was the first round of proposals were due in June. We didn't receive any. We had a second round, an additional 30 days, did not receive any offers. So at this point, we'd like to list this property with Century 21. This is the company that was selected through another RFP process where we solicited local real estate brokers. They were selected. We had one property they've already sold on Kircher, and now we'd like to list this property as well for $168,000, which is the same price we had in our original offer. This would be, we would hire them for 180 days, which we could elect to extend later. And the contract you have, Larry had reviewed previously. We made some changes to it. The legal department wanted to see. And we're ready to move forward if you're ready.
Larry, anything to add after your review?
No.
Questions or comments from the commissioners? Questions or comments from the public? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion for approval of Resolution 46-2019.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any other discussion? Resolution 46-2019 has been moved and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? And the resolution passes. Resolution 47-2019, award a bid and authorize negotiation and execution of an agreement for the Main Street streetscapes.
On Monday, July 15th, we received four bids for the Main Street project. Niblock was the lowest bidder with a bid price of $989,657.60. Just prior to the bidding, we ran an estimate. There were some additions added just prior to bidding, so our estimate came to $924,200. So Niblock's bid was within our estimate. We talked to Niblock to see what their schedule would be like, and they said they can do the project this year and complete it by the end of October. They would be able to do the concrete work by the end of September, and we talked about just prior to paving, we can look at the weather. It'll be about a 2 to 2.5 week closure for Main Street, so we could see at that time if the weather is going to cooperate. Internally, we'd like to remove the decorative brick thermoplastic crosswalks. That's a price of $60,000. We'd still like to do something to bring those crosswalks to be more visible and also decorative, but it's something we can add in later as funding allows. And so the modified price that we'd like to award is $929,657.60.
Questions or comments from the commissioners?
So on that crosswalk, we just leave it out completely?
Yeah, we still have the white 6-inch thermoplastic lines. It's just these 6-inch or the 6 feet between them would be just pavement.
Okay.
So we could add that back in next year if we find the funding.
Other questions, comments from the commissioners?
Just point out that the resolution has the original bid amount, so that would have to be...
Yeah, so that was one of the updates that we made in the memo that I gave you, so we'd have to change that.
Is there any reason why the bids were so far apart? Do we have any reason to believe that NIPLAC's not going to be able to complete it?
Well, it was within our estimate. It was more what we were expecting. So,
yeah.
And they didn't express any issues with it once we talked to them after the bid, except that the other competitors were so much higher. So that gave them a little heartburn, but we were happy.
The process worked.
Yeah.
There may be one or two we really don't want it, but we'll bid.
Right. So. We'll do it if we get this amount.
Any other questions from the commissioners? Questions or comments from the public?
I'm Sheriff Goshen. I wonder if you folks would be willing to just give a little scope of what is and what isn't involved here. There's, I think, some confusion about, is it just asphalt? There's some concrete work involved. Is this actually the decision about angle parking and lanes right now, or are we really just talking about asphalt? Some clarification along those lines would be really helpful.
Leslie?
So the project is to mill 5 inches, place 3 inches of base with a geofabric, and then 2 inches of surface. This will extend the lifespan of the pavement. It also includes reducing the travel lanes from 4 to 2, adding angled parking, adding 2 mid-block crossings, adding handicap spots, replacing some sidewalk. We went out and rated the sidewalk, and we're replacing the worst areas that we can afford, and some curb. It does not include removing the signals. After the project is done, we'll flash it, and once traffic gets used to it, then we'll remove the signal heads and the mast arms that lead the poles, because they have lights on top. It also includes removing some of the NDOT poles that are no longer needed through there.
I was just going to add one thing, and that is that the striping right now in the contract is just a linear foot quantity. So there's still time to have that discussion. I think the mayor previously committed that. And so, again, it right now it's just a linear foot quantity. Striping is easy. And that's why the whole document was changed by Leslie at the end here. So that hardscape components were removed, and it's just striping. So that's easy to have that discussion with the contractor.
And the bump outs are, like Dustin said, just striping and delineators.
My impression from the discussions that we've had in between the last time we've discussed this at this meeting and today is that what we're doing here is making sure that we get the contract in place so that we have the bid, we have the get the asphalt and the major street repairs done at the end of fall and toward winter. There is still time between those two things to have the discussions about some of the other topics that raised so much emotion. So
right. They won't be striping until probably mid-October, so we have some time. Assuming they complete it this year, if not, then we'll have even more time if they come into next year.
Yeah, and I just wanted to add, too, that last meeting there was some concern about going from 4 lanes to 2 lanes with all the traffic we have, but just like to remind all the commissioners that if you look at Main Street, there is nowhere where 4 lanes is coming into Main Street. It's all single lane dumping into our 4-lane Main Street. So we're not going to be condensing any of the traffic. It's going to be just continuing as it was before it got to Main Street. So just keep that in mind, too, as we're talking about all this.
Other comments or questions from the public?
Pardon, one more scope thing. A couple years ago, there was a Main Street project was in the capital plan, and there was discussion about that really what needed to happen ultimately is like 12 or 18 inches or something down in order to rebuild all the way up. I'm curious if we have it with the geotextile and maybe some other things that have been included, do we have a time frame on, like, is this a 5 to 7 year fix? Is it a 15-year fix? Is it a, you know that?
Yeah, we, after we had talked about doing a full depth replacement, we went out and took cores and found that for the majority of Main Street, it's 4 inches of asphalt over 6 inches of concrete, and the concrete base is pretty decent. There's about an inch of cracking at the top, so we're removing about an inch from that base. Additionally, with the geofabric, we're told that we should get 10 plus years of life from it, and assuming we can maintain it as well, maybe we can stretch that even further.
Other questions, comments from the public? Any other questions from the commissioners?
What is going to be like the lifespan then of like the main sewer pipe underneath the road? Is that still like another 10 years or what? No.
That sewer pipe was put in 1934, and we have TDI equipment, so we're regularly throughout the city televising our sewers. That concrete pipe, the last time we inspected it, it looks like new.
Okay.
Yeah, so when they built that pipe, they built it well. So as far as time span, I'd give it another, 40 years.
Okay.
We'll keep evaluating as we go, but it's in good shape still.
Okay. At this time, I'd entertain a motion for amending the current proposal to reflect the new price. And that would be $989,657.60.
So moved.
Do we have a second?
Are you modifying the price?
Yeah, it shouldn't be $929,657.
Oh, I'm sorry. I read the one. That we're modifying to $929,657.60. Do we have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded. Any other comments or questions? Those in favor of the amendment, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? We now move to the question, and that is Resolution 47-2019 as amended, awarding a bid and authorizing negotiation and execution of an agreement for the Main Street streetscapes. Do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
It's been moved. Do I have a second?
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any other discussion? I would say that I appreciate all the extra time that people put into the process. I've learned to trust the process. Not that I didn't trust it before, but I have a lot more confidence about where we are. I was a little bit disappointed, and maybe I learned some things about myself as well as about public meetings. I'm a little bit upset about myself for getting upset. And for that, I'd apologize to the commission and to the public. But the other aspect of it is I think the emotions still kind of carried away what my number one question was. We got to talk about angle parking and some of the downtown and everything else, and my question was traffic flow. And when we finally were able to get past all of that, I did take a walk, and the mayor aptly pointed out that our concerns about going from 4-lane to 2-lane and so on, I was off base. That we go 2-lane a lot sooner than before we get downtown. So I feel comfortable. I still welcome the discussion about whether or not we go with angle parking and how we're going to do the striping and everything else, but the need to do the paving on the downtown street is paramount. So I think this is a healthy compromise for on the part of the commission and on the part of the city, that we can get this done, get the asphalt done and everything else, we can talk about the particulars and before we move on with that. So with that, I would ask all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed?
No.
Pardon me?
No.
No. Okay. Would you prefer a roll call? Or?
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay.
It's fine.
Could we get into a roll call vote, please?
No.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. And the motion passes 3-1 with one absent. Time now for the open forum. Those in the public who would like to address the commission in this special meeting, if there's anybody who would like to say anything at this time. Commissioners, anything on your mind this morning? With that, the next regular meeting will be August the 13th at 3 o'clock here in this particular facility. With that, I'll entertain a motion for adjournment.
So moved.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Thank you, everyone.
You missed the 15-minute mark.
I know it.